got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
It is a bit funny, Jess, after what we were speaking about yesterday with nomophobia being the fear of not being near your phone.
Yes.
That today I've asked you, hey, can you just completely get across a new social media app because I have no idea what it is.
Turns out we missed it yesterday because I didn't have my phone on me. A new platform dropped yesterday. Part of the Meta kind of universe, Tim. It's Facebook's version of Twitter.
Okay.
It's called Threads.
Why are you so angry about it?
We don't need any more social media. This is exactly how I felt about Be Real. Like I had to get my head around a whole other platform. I just couldn't be bothered with it.
Well, that's dropped off. But we have to, we can't just shut off and be like, well, no, we've nailed social media. There's no other platforms we need because the big three are Facebook, Instagram, TikTok in Australia.
Yes.
LinkedIn seems to be very popular in this country. Twitter not so much in Australia, but big in the United States.
I think where Twitter is failing, Instagram is coming in and going, we can do better, and doing what Instagram does best. Now, Instagram looks at other social media platforms and tries to build off of them. So, we saw Snapchat doing stories and Instagram were like, we can do stories. We'll give you stories on Instagram. And then they saw that TikTok was starting and they were like, oh, you want really short videos and short snippets? We'll give you reels.
Yeah.
And now they've seen that Twitter is kind of flailing under Elon Musk and they've decided we are going to make Threads and it looks very suspiciously a lot like Twitter.
So I downloaded it last night. Mm-hmm. I haven't opened it.
Okay.
What is it, just Twitter but not Twitter?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
It's exactly like what you would think Twitter is. So you can post.
Have you got
like
it? Downloaded a page? Okay.
Yep. So we've got a Tim and Jess one now. You told me to make one.
That?
I've made it.
So does this just follow people that we follow on Instagram?
Yes. So when you're setting it up, it gives you the option to like, hey, would you like to follow everyone you're following on your Instagram currently? And I was like, yes, I don't want to have to go through and choose. Just follow everyone back. So I followed anyone that has currently got Threads.
Three followers?
Yeah.
We're killing it.
I have had over 100 notifications since I downloaded an hour ago.
Turn it off. Turn off notifications. I have no notifications on my phone.
This is why I stopped doing the Twitter because, and I know I sound old saying the Twitter, but it was just too much and you miss a thread.
Okay.
So then you have to go back and read the threads. It's too much.
Can I do our first thread?
Please.
What should I say on our first thread?
We're live on the air right now.
We are live on the air right now.
Yep. Sew me
four
up, baby.
Four followers.
Oh.
Sew me up, baby. So
this is how threads work, right?
Us up, baby.
God.
We are young and cool.
Yes. I mean, you can follow us at the Tim and Jess Show.
Yeah, we are.
On Threads.
Young and cool.
Is it Threads? Thread.
Thread.
Threads.
Thread. We're young and cool. Say hi. Post.
Wow, Tim knows social media. It just, I feel like it's unnecessary. And even Twitter have actually come out today and said that they are looking into a lawsuit because Mark Zuckerberg has been so vocal about Twitter being their major competitor for Threads that they are saying that he might be breaking some of their copyright.
They're like, hey, no, this is too close to us. Well,
yeah.
I feel like Snapchat lost that. You know,
a great thread, Tim.
I kind of like this more than Be Real. You know, I'm not a big sharer of, I don't know, literally anything in my life online. The fact that I've posted 7 Instagram posts this year is, look, Jess, speaking to you.
Sorry, we've already got one reply.
Speaking to you, Jess.
Okay, I'm
speaking
listening. Okay, all right.
This
is what I mean. It's consuming.
Well, you're choosing to let that happen to you. So, because a lot of people that like to share, and I feel like, yeah, if you can keep it all in one place, so you don't have to get off your Instagram app, you can just go, go to Threads, I can do this, I can go to Reels so I can see these videos, I can go to Stories so I can do these little snippets.
No, it's another app.
Yeah, but I'm sure
it's not part of
Instagram. They'll direct you, right?
No, it's kind of like Facebook, Instagram, Threads. They're all under the same parent company, different apps.
Give us a follow because, you know, I've just started a thread and everyone's loving it. Everyone's enjoying it.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, I'm 52232955. I want to hear where you've gone into labour. If you've been a mum and you've gone into labour and it was somewhere that wasn't at your home or the hospital, we want to hear from you.
Because mostly the stories I've heard from family and friends is it always happens at like 3 a.m.
Yes.
It's never after a great night's sleep. It's always just like, oh, great, I haven't slept and I've been in the hospital for 24 hours. But sometimes, like you could be at the supermarket. You could really be anywhere.
We were talking about it this week because your wife could go at any moment, right? She's a walker. She's a ticking time bomb.
She's 36 weeks. We discussed going to get a chai latte today, which is 2 blocks away from my house. And she went, it's not worth the risk.
It's a bit far.
So it's flat services. You know, we can get there. But just to be safe. And I thought I've got a size update for you.
Oh, yes.
As well. It's one of those lettuces. It's not an iceberg. It starts with R.
Oh.
It's like a Rayleigh.
Rocket? Rochelle?
Maybe
I don't think there's a lettuce named Rochelle.
It's Rocket Man iceberg lettuce.
Romaine?
Romaine.
There you go.
Yeah, romaine lettuce is the current baby size at the moment.
Excellent.
Because my wife's got a planned C-section, it doesn't mean anything.
Yes.
It could happen anytime from now on.
The reason I say this is because you and I have been talking about it a lot, but then I saw an article about apparently Australia's biggest McDonald's superfan.
This is bizarre.
This mum of four got married and took her wedding photos at a McDonald's and actually went into labour for her second child at a McDonald's restaurant.
She planned that, right?
Well, apparently not. She was a couple of weeks off from having her baby, took her first baby to get McDonald's as a little treat and went into labour while she was eating a Big Mac. And so now she, and this is a direct quote, she says, sometimes I lovingly refer to him as Big Mac for a joke.
They should have called him like Mackenzie or McIntyre something. And just, Macca, that's his name, McDonald maybe. She didn't technically deny that. She could have gone there every day and just
that's
been like,
so
oh,
true.
Well, whoops, I went into labor at my literal favorite place in the world. I haven't heard anything outside of, I was at home in bed when my waters broke and we ended up going to the hospital.
52232955, where did you go into labor?
Great. And because if you tell us a great story, what we do have is for the first person that calls through a double pass to see No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinemas.
Great movie.
Some kind of reward for the awful situation of going into labour somewhere unexpected. So that's what we've got for the first person to call up.
Eden in Norlane, apparently, Tim, went into labour, a day before your scheduled C-section, Eden?
Yes, yep.
Now, because that's the thing, like my wife's got a planned C-section, but just because we've signed the paperwork doesn't mean the baby has.
Stay in there.
Eden, the day before, did you still have a C-section, just kind of slightly less planned?
So it was with twins, so it became an emergency C-section.
Yeah, lovely.
Wow.
So where did you go into labour, though?
At Cryo Village.
Your waters broke in Cryo Village.
I imagine you caused quite a bit of a scene, Eden.
They might not have cleaned that up for weeks. Eden.
Oh, I did a bit of a scene. Yeah.
How quickly did you get to the hospital?
Oh, quick, fast.
Yeah. I assume it was like Barwon Health that you went to?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
So as soon as I walked through my puddles, I went straight to the hospital.
Well, actually, Aiden, can you prepare me for this? Because again, just because we've got a planned C-section, we don't know what's going to happen. When your waters break?
Yeah, where were you in Cryo Village? Paint us a picture.
So I was actually looking at eyelashes.
Right.
And I sort of felt a little pop, and I'm like, oh, I think I might have just wet myself a little. So I said to my partner, you stay there and buy the eyelashes because they were very important.
Of course.
Got to look good on your big day.
Yeah, and I'll start walking down to the toilet. And I made it probably 2 stores. And like in a movie, like there was just 10 big gushes, and that was that.
Oh, wow. God!
Hayden. Everything okay with the twins? Healthy, happy twins?
Yep.
Fantastic.
Yeah, healthy 8-month-old twin girls.
Oh, lovely. Eden, congrats.
Eden, we've got a double pass for you to see No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinemas. I think the twins might be a bit young for this one.
Yeah, maybe leave them at home.
But it's all yours, mate. Thank you so much for the call. And that's just lovely to hear that story today.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Joined by our best friend, forward slash captain of the Hoop City Geelong United Super Cats, or the Super Gats, as we like to refer to them. DeMarcus Gatlin, the Super Gat himself. Thank you for sticking around.
Looking forward to our dilemmas, guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, you've got two big games. You've got a game on tonight against Ringwood, home game tomorrow night against Ballarat, like we were just talking about, but enough basketball, Jess.
If you've seen DeMarcus play basketball, you know he's really good.
Yep.
He's also better at solving dilemmas.
It's Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
Yep.
Yep. Keep your dilemmas coming through at KROQ Geelong on our socials and also at krock.com.au. Just search for Dilemmas with DeMarcus.
All right. Can I give the first dilemma?
Please take
to
it
DeMarcus
away. Is this
dilemma?
From the Instagram?
This is from the Instagram, which is the only one. I don't know how to use the website. So, DeMarcus, one that came through at the Instagram. Now, I love how random these are getting. Some people really want to know, but I feel like this is...
I wonder if these are fans or just people that like...
It could be your teammates. Yeah. Just all the time. DeMarcus, would you rather have a shoe or an award named after you? Obviously big in the basketball world, like wearing like Jordans. Obviously that changed his life and Michael Jordan. But would you rather have a shoe, like get some Super Gats on your feet, or would you rather have the DeMarcus Gatlin
Lifetime Achievement Award
for like the best player in Geelong every single year once you've left?
I think an award, because shoes go in and out of fad. They
go in
and out of style. So I think an award is pretty cool.
What would
I can't name another basketball shoe other than the Air Jordans.
Can you name a basketball award, though?
That's so true.
What type of award would you like to be named after? Like a Tenacity Award, like Best Player?
DeMarcus Gatlin Defensive Player of the Year Award.
Come on, Hoop City. What are you waiting for?
we'll start putting it forward. Because imagine if you won your own award this year.
It's a woman who plays for Bendigo, who's really good at assisting. She's been leading the league in assists in a long time. They used to call it the Golden Hands Awards.
Oh.
And they named it after her.
Great.
I think her name's Kelly Wilson.
That's very good.
That's pretty cool.
So Kelly Wilson can win the Kelly Wilson Award.
She can't. She's probably going to win it again this year.
All right. Okay, fantastic. So that was from the Instagram. Jess, you've got something.
This one came through at the website, Tim. And this one, DeMarcus, I think is going to hit close to home because it's a sporting one. Dear DeMarcus, I play in what I thought was just a social sports league. I won't mention the sport as I don't want my teammates to hear this, but I'm getting less and less game time and it also almost feels like no one wants me to play anymore.
Ooh.
And they're just hoping I'll just stop showing up. Last week, I only got 10 minutes of actual play time and the rest I was just stuck on the bench. How do I talk to my teammates and feel like I'm part of the team again, or should I just cut my losses and walk away?
All right, I'm going to answer this honestly.
I love this.
No,
already.
Well, she said it herself. She thought she was playing in what was a social sport.
Right.
If it's social and you're going out there and you're having fun, even if you only play 10 minutes, should it matter?
But you
That's
want it,
so
but
true,
also,
yeah.
like, I don't you, because Jess and I have played a whole bunch of different social sports together. We're currently playing indoor beach volleyball, and if we need you out of season, are you happy to come down and get in the pit with us?
Are you guaranteeing me your 10 minutes?
Yeah.
We're guaranteeing you 30 minutes.
Half an hour, starting superstar.
I'll play.
Okay. Because say if you came and joined our team and then I started sitting out for 10 minutes every game, I'd be like, yeah, this is fun, but.
But I've also paid my $11.
I've paid my $11, you know?
It's just part of it.
Wow. Don't talk to the team about it.
It's part of being a team. Sometimes everyone's role is different. Sometimes if she goes to a different team or he, if they go to a different team, they might be playing 30 minutes.
All right.
So I would say finish off the season. Don't quit. Finish off the season. And then reassess at the end of the season. Then that's when you can talk to your team and figure out if you need to go to a different team if you want to play more.
Okay. Well, DeMarcus, that's it for Dilemmas today. So thank you very, very much. Before we let you get out of here, we do have an opportunity for you to make one fan's day, because after every game at the arena, how late do you often stay back each week just signing autographs with your face on it?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Well, it must be a hard life.
DeMarcus never walks away from a fan, Tim.
No.
And that's why I snuck away a couple of photographs of DeMarcus that they actually hand out at the basketball every single week. And these ones are just of our little besties' face.
Our best friend, DeMarcus.
Now, there is someone in our building who is obsessed with you, DeMarcus.
Super fan.
huge fan of yours, and every week gets very excited when you come into the building. But I don't think they've ever actually spoken to you.
No, because they're not brave enough. But often that's the whole thing. Like if I saw an athlete that I was obsessed with, I would choose to not speak to them as well because I don't want to bother them.
Now, they saw a couple of these pictures are floating around our office. You signed some for some of our other staff members.
And for children, mostly.
So we thought we'd bring you over to this person's desk and have you sign one for them in person. Are you up for it?
I wish we could take the microphones with us.
We absolutely can.
We can.
Oh, can we really?
Go for a wander.
Let's do it.
What we're going to do is we're going to go for a bit of a wander here, and we are going to try and find Kelsey so you can give this to her. Are you willing to do that with us, DeMarcus?
All right, come on.
Okay. All right, here we go. We've got to find her. Do we know where Kelsey is? Is she this way? Is she that way? She's this way, that. All right, so DeMarcus, what do kids, when you're giving them your autograph, normally say to you?
Oh, you're the best. You're the best player ever.
Okay. So you're the best player ever. That's a strong start. Jess, how do you think this is going
to
go?
I think Kelsey's not going to know what to say.
All right.
She's going to be very surprised. She has no idea this is happening.
Oh, Kelsey, hello. Hi, Kelsey. So, DeMarcus.
Kelsey saw one of your signed autographs and she was very upset that she didn't have one. So
I signed these for adults too. And you know what? This was the very last one.
It was.
Wow.
This was the very last one. And I was like, you got to save it for Kelsey.
Yeah.
You got to save it for Kelsey.
Now, Kelsey, how are you feeling getting to meet your favourite player, DeMarcus Gatlin?
My hands are very sweaty.
Well, DeMarcus, you know, there you go. Give it to her.
Thank you so much.
And I'll give you a hug.
Oh. Wow. Another fan sent home happy.
Back in the studio, DeMarcus, seeing another fan's face with a big smile on it must make you feel pretty special, even though she's like a fully fledged homeowning adult.
It's okay. It's always flattering.
I'm sorry we made you spell her name incorrectly. Yes. We need to know our colleagues better, obviously, Tim.
That's okay. DeMarcus, again, off to Ringwood tonight, sending you the best of luck. Home tomorrow night against Ballarat for a massive game. Best of luck. We know that you're confident for 2-0, but even after that, I don't know, there's good energy in the studio, Jess.
If you want to get your hands on tickets, it will be a sellout.
Yep.
They're predicting a sellout, so make sure you get your hands on tickets right now.
Thanks, DeMarcus.
Thank you, guys. Whistling the way home,
listening to songs. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And we are influencers, Jess.
Yep.
On a new social media platform, which was announced yesterday, in the meta universe, not
correct.
The metaverse, in the multiverse, like in the Avengers movies. No. This is what Mark Zuckerberg's baby is now that owns Facebook and Instagram.
First there was Facebook, then there was Instagram, and now there is Threads.
Yeah, so essentially, because Instagram's been doing this for a while, they started doing stories, but like Snapchat were doing, and a lot of people stopped using Snapchat. Then everyone was like, TikTok's the best. These short videos, these are incredible.
All right, make reels.
Yeah, and that's what they've done. And we have downloaded Threads. I am leading the charge
for
the Tim and Jess. So what's our profile called? The Tim and Jess Show on Threads, if you want to download and follow
us. There, unfortunately, is a couple that is called Tim and Jess, and they got the at Tim and Jess handle.
Really?
Yep. Some even random couple from like North Carolina.
Well, we so we've got.
How dare they be in love?
We've got 7 followers already.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
Huge. You know what we haven't done though, Jess? Run this by the digital department because this is technically a branch of K-Rock, right?
That's so true.
Chappie from the digital department who fronts it up is in the studio. Hey, mate.
Hello.
So I think Jess and I have got a little bit excited with this thread stuff.
Talk to us about threads because I feel like social media managers, yourself included, were all kind of reeling yesterday and not your Instagram reeling, like reeling in real life because what are we going to do with this new social platform?
I genuinely don't think anyone knows what we're going to do with it, and I've had a little play with it myself personally, and I still don't fully understand the purpose of it even.
Yeah, because Be Real came out last year, wasn't it, or the year before?
Yes.
And it's where you take a photo of, like, an outward photo and an inward photo, and you don't get to pick when the photo happens. It just will be like, take a photo.
It's the only real social media.
And that's kind of fallen off, are we going to say?
Well, I feel like there are still like 21-year-olds who do it, but I never got on the Be Real bandwagon.
Is this going to last longer than Be Real? I kind of like Threads. I like Threads
I feel
way
like
more.
Because so many people are disgruntled by Twitter, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chappie, but I feel like that's going to cause a lot of people to jump ship from Twitter and come to Threads instead.
I have seen that happen already.
Right.
And then I've also seen people realize that they don't like the app and then they can't actually delete their Threads profile. Like once you've got Threads, you've got Threads.
Oh,
you
no.
You can delete the app, but you've got the Threads profile forever.
Oh, Tim, what have we done? We should have...
Well, you don't get rid of this.
No.
I'm just looking because it's following all the people that the Tim and Jess show follow on Instagram.
Yeah.
We follow some weird people, mate.
Okay, like you've done most of them.
No, I don't. Why? Who's Bryce Hall? Who's
I don't know.
Arlena Potter? Who's Custard Business?
Custard Business?
What are these things? Maybe it isn't people that we're following because I don't know any of these people, Jess. And no one has sewn into our thread.
Well, I think the other thing that Threads is trying to do is something that Instagram's really failed at doing, is give you new content. So people that you aren't following, they will slip them in through your threads so that you can see new content, which is something that Instagram has really struggled to do, not like any other social media.
Right. So Shaq's just shared like GIFs of himself.
Great.
The basketballer. I'm actually starting to come around to this chat. Do you think we could become massive on thread?
Why not?
If no one else is doing it, I think we got it.
Fresh platform, fresh audience.
Can you manage it as the digital head department? No?
No. Oh, well, Tim, I told you, you're captain of this ship. This is all you,
threads?
Baby.
I can run threads.
We can't delete threads now. You are so away, baby.
Thank you. Fantastic. So is this approval from the digital department?
I mean, I'll have to work it into my next contract, but right. Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Strong maybe.
Happy Chappy comes
don't,
in here.
Don't
absolutely.
Tell the rest of the digital team. We don't want them to know that we're...
It's on the hush.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chappy. Get out of the studio.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.